Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, May 19th, 2023. The Berlin Left Party wants to have the legality of a donation to the CDU examined by the German Bundestag. The donation in question was made by real estate investor Christoph Groner, who had given a total of 820,000 euros to the Berlin CDU back in 2020. Groner stated in interviews that his donation was conditional, including expectations regarding the CDU's stance on the rent cap and funding for disabled children. The Left Party is concerned that if the donation was conditional, it would violate party funding laws, and they've requested the Bundestag president to investigate whether it constitutes a prohibited donation intended to exert influence. The party also seeks clarification on the written conditions imposed by Groner. The Left Party emphasizes that such a large sum of money could have a significant impact on elections and could undermine equal opportunities for parties. Kai Wegner, the former chairman of the CDU Berlin and now the governing mayor, denies being influenced by the donation and states that he will not make political decisions dependent on such contributions. On Tuesday, a 40-year-old man was shot and killed in Spandau. The shooter fled the scene, and the police are still investigating the motives behind the crime. Witnesses alerted the authorities, after which a search for the suspect, including the use of a helicopter, was conducted, but no further information about the alleged perpetrator is available. The police assured the public, however, that there is no immediate danger, and a murder investigation has been launched, with witness interviews and forensic analysis taking place. Local schools and kindergartens were informed of the incident, but later updates confirmed that there was no ongoing threat. On Wednesday, police enforced a ban on a protest camp in Wohlheide Park. Activists had climbed trees to protest against a road construction project. And despite the eviction, the occupiers referred to it as a complete success. The activists had filed an urgent motion against the ban, but it failed, and the protest camp was cleared with the help of police climbers and local forestry employees. The demonstrators were removed from the treehouses and platforms, and the operation ended in the afternoon. The activists were protesting against the planned construction of a road which would pass through the Wohlheide Forest. The police faced criticism from the left and the Greens, while governing CDU and SPD supported the eviction. The ban on the camp is in effect until September. In part 10 of our new Senate series, we shine a light on Christian Gabler, the Senator for Urban Development, Building and Housing. He was born in Berlin, is 58 years old, and a member of the Social Democratic Party, or the SPD. Gabler's tasks as a senator include advancing the construction of new housing, developing new city neighborhoods, managing the state-owned housing companies, and controlling the enforcement of tenant protection laws. His biggest challenges include making housing construction attractive for private contractors, keeping rents affordable despite limited state intervention, accelerating administrative processes, and addressing the backlog of renovations needed in public buildings. Gabler has held various political positions in Berlin. He served as the Secretary of State for Building and Housing since 2021 and was previously the head of the Senate Chancellery from 2018 to 2021. Prior to that, he held positions as a state secretary in the Senate Department for Home Affairs and Sports and the Senate Department for Urban Development and the Environment. And he was also a member of the Berlin House of Representatives from 1995 to 2011. Before entering politics, Gabler worked as a project manager in private planning offices and as a self-employed traffic planner. He holds a degree in traffic engineering from the Technical University of Berlin. In his personal life, he works as a referee and serves as the vice president for public relations in the Berlin Football Association. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.